Alrighty, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the dangers of being transactional in your relationships with other people.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So first of all, maybe we could clarify, what does being transactional even mean? What's the definition that you would give this to?
Yeah, I mean, a transaction is sort of like what you do on an e-commerce site, right? You go to the site, you hit add to cart, you buy it, and you bought it, and then it shows up. And then the relationship with the site is mostly over.
Yep.
Unless it's Amazon, of course.
Yep.
but they do a lot of work to get you to come back.
Yeah.
So a transactional relationship is one that's sort of, I would define it as short-term, and very much like an e-commerce transaction or even buying milk at the store, right?
There you go. That one I really
any
like.
Any purchase
that's just like buy a piece of a sandwich.
Commodity purchase. How about that?
Yeah. Commodity purchase. So how does this translate into people being transactional with other people?
Wow, I'm getting all the questions today, Steli.
Yeah, and Heaton is unpacking some microphone he just bought, so he's like busy with
that doesn't
unwrapping.
Work. I'm done with it. Let me give you my
definition. To me, transactional is when somebody talks to me or interacts with me, and it's clear from the very first second that they want something very specific from me, and they don't care about anything else. They don't They might ask questions about who I am, how my day was. They might pretend that they're interested in more than they really are. They have a very specific thing they want from me. They want me to do something for them. They want to get something from me. And they don't really give a shit about anything else. So it's a very selfish, self-centered interaction, but it pretends not to be. It's somebody that's, I'm okay with somebody coming and being.
I want this.
Can I have this from you?
Cool.
To me, that is cool.
Is that transactional?
That is so interesting. I was just thinking, as I was saying it, I was thinking myself, I don't know. It is in one way of the definition. This person just wants to transact with me about something. But it is so upfront and honest that it doesn't bother me. I actually appreciate it. I call people transactional if they try to hide it or mask it. And I don't know why. Maybe that's a wrong way of framing it. Maybe being transactional with other people has this disingenuous component to it. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't thought about this too deeply.
No, this is really good because I get emails from people and they email me and they just say, oh, can we get on the phone or something, right? And you know my drill there. I try not to get on the phone or I try not to meet them in person, not because I don't want to help them, but I think I'm more efficient and more helpful actually on email oftentimes. And sometimes it's like, I'm happy to give you feedback on anything you'd like. And the first thing I get is, oh, can you post my product to Product Hunt?
Yeah.
And my preference, I'll do it. Like I have no problem doing it for almost anybody as long as I can say something cool about the product. I actually think it's interesting or I've tried it or whatever. Yeah. Happy to entertain it. But we don't need like a 2-3 email chain back and forth. That's all you want from me.
And you don't need to be on a call.
No.
We don't have to schedule time to grab coffee if you want a
just
product.
Just tell me you want someone like me to post on Product and you happen to email me, right?
Yeah.
And just get to it, right? So I think that is still transactional, but it doesn't make me feel like they're using me.
Okay, so what we might be uncovering here is that there's a right and wrong way to be transactional, right? So if you want something very specific from somebody else, especially if that somebody is in high demand, just be upfront. Be honest, be upfront. Go, hey, Heaton, big fan. I need one thing. That's why I'm emailing you. We have this product. We think you'd like it, and we really want somebody like you to publish it. Is that cool? That is highly appreciated. You're not wasting Heaton's time. You don't invite him for coffee or dinner.
Yeah.
Just to get on Product Hunt, just tell him what you want. And a lot of times people think that is too crass. So the right way to do that is to build a relationship
or something. But
like,
all you want from me is this one single simple thing.
Just
get
spill
to
it
out.
Just
one thing,
yes.
Right? And what I hate about this, in general, and I actually hate this, is that it goes against a lot of the advice a lot of people get. Hey, you should build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You should build a relationship first and then get people to do things for you.
It's
well, if you just want people to do things for you and that's all you want, you don't need to build a relationship if it's just some very one thing you want from this person.
I think what we're saying is that if you want to build, so if you want to build a relationship with somebody, build it really long term. Don't, and build it because you're truly interested in a relationship with that human versus you want that person's influence or you want that person to give you money. Like if there's just one specific thing I want from you, I shouldn't pretend that I'm really interested in you as a human and I want to build a relationship. Oh, I'm such a big fan, Heaton. How is your children? If I don't care about these things, don't ask these questions.
Because it'll come through.
It'll come through. Yeah. It's so disingenuous, and you can read. Humans are great at reading other humans. Yeah. Even if you're not like knowing why you don't believe this person, you kind of feel that this person is not honest. So if you're interested in that person, you want to have a friendship and a relationship, build it. Invest in it. But if you don't, be honest. And you know, that's a funny thing. There are some people that want something very specific in a very specific situation. Like we have a product we wanted on Product Hunt. I want Heaton to help me. That's fine, I think. And if they come out and they just tell you, that's totally cool. And that doesn't mean that you can't build a relationship over a long period of time. But there's when I talk about people being transactional, I mean a certain type of person.
Okay.
To be honest.
So you're talking about archetypes of people. So this is a transactional person versus... So what's the alternative?
So this is interesting, right? So I do think that there are people... We all want things from other people once in a while, right? So we all are transactional at times.
I think we want things from people all the time.
All the time. Fair enough. But then there are people that are selfish at a level, that think that to get what they want in life, they have to be selfish at a degree and level and disinterested, honestly, in other people at a degree and a level that's above average. And these people, every interaction, every communication with anyone that could benefit them is purely transactional. And these people are a massive turnoff. I know some of them, and they do have sometimes some degree of success because they're usually aggressive and they usually ask for things, but it's also a huge turnoff. It's like these type of people, you meet them, and I at least go, okay, I don't want to spend any time with this human. I don't want to really help this person. I want to avoid this because I'm getting this super weird vibe, and this person is just taking, and pretending that it's about something else. So I don't know.
Okay, so let's dig deeper into that.
Yeah.
I would say that the way you can tell if someone's being transactional is if after the interaction, you feel drained, right? If they sucked everything out of you, whether it's just question after question or, you know, just talking about themselves and their needs and not really trying to reciprocate or whatever it may be, you can feel really drained. And many of us might not be recognizing that, but we don't realize why after a meeting we feel bad, right? So just think about that, right? How do you feel after a meeting?
Yeah.
And then you might be able to start getting a good calibration of that. And another point I would make on this is like we were talking about email earlier.
Yeah.
Right. And that might just be a whole different medium, right? Where some people who are really busy, like you or I or whatever you want to call it, would love people to get to the point. Right. That's also a personality thing. But this whole transactional thing, I feel it a lot more when I'm in a conversation with someone, whether it's on the phone or in person, and all they're doing is trying to suck information, not share any info, or, you know, get right to it, but in a way where you're like, well, you're getting to the point, that's cool, but you're not speaking to my benefit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I think there's this sense that this person is not at all balanced in their view in terms of life is a give and take. And I need to think, can I provide value in some way? And can I receive value back? Or at least, if in this situation I can, I'm not going to pretend I can, right? I'm going to be authentic and say, you know what, I can do nothing for you, Heaton, and I see no reason why you would help me with this, but this is what I really like you to do. Versus saying, well, could you really help me with this? Because what we could do for you is I can start posting your tweets on my, like, it's like there's nothing, I have this contact and I think he could be really great for your business. And it's like, no, dude, no, he can't. And it's good. It's okay.
What do you need?
What do you need, right? Don't pretend that you can offer something if you can't, and don't pretend you're interested in something if you aren't. Too many times I see people just fake pretend interest in things where it's so clear they're really not curious about this at all. They're just saying it because they think this is the ABC of how to make Stanley like me and think that I really like him. And I'm like, so why do we have to waste all? Like I have this, and we share this. I have this hypersensitivity to wasting human time and energy. It's like, just why do we have to like act as if there's no, you don't want to know any of this shit. Let's just get to it, right?
Yeah, what do you need? What do you want? Right?
Like, I'm happy to help you, right? Yeah. But what is it? And then, you know, sometimes I have one case study maybe on this where somebody I met 2 years ago who was so smart and so self-aware about his, where he was in relation to the people he surrounded himself with. And I've seen how successful his strategy was, that it stayed with me as like a great example of how to build relationships and really level up in life in some cases. So here's a guy who's a micro entrepreneur. He has, you know, a niche, hyper niche business, an online e-commerce store that sells something super obscure. He's over like 3 years learned a lot about SEO, and this thing is now making 10, 15K a month. He was making good money, but he, you know, doesn't have a degree, has never done a real like bigger company, always been just himself selling things on eBay or somewhere else, always interested in entrepreneurship. And then through some new context he met, he got into a circle of people that were all a bunch of levels above him in terms of their success and the businesses they were running. And they went to South by Southwest and they were like, do you want to come? We're going to be speaking here, doing this and that. And he went along and I met him there. And one of the cool things about him is the entire time during that conference, I was just really drawn to him because he was just a cool dude. He was just cracking stupid jokes all day long. He was just easy to talk to, easy to hang around with, just a cool person. I was like, I like this guy. I want to hang out with him. He makes me laugh. He's just a cool, really chill dude. And the energy of the entire rest of the people around me was very like frantic, very like, I need to meet this person. I need to go this.
He was just relaxed. Yeah.
And then we grabbed a taco, you know, at the food truck one day, and we're chatting, we're talking about life. And I'm asking him, you know, what he wants to do and what his goals are, what comes next and all that. And he's like, you know what? I have lots and lots of things I want to accomplish, but who gives a fuck? He's like, you know, right now, I think why a lot of people – I have a sense that a lot of people like me. And the reason why these guys, I think, invited me to be here is that I'm just chill. I don't want anything from them. I don't want anything from you right now. Like, I think I'm inspired by you, but I don't want anything from you right now. And I think that's why we're eating
– that's so beautiful.
He's like, that's why we're eating tacos together right now, right? And I was like, oh shit, he's right. And it's like, I think some of these guys, I'm reminding them of their childhood because I'm a little stupid. I make stupid jokes. And they're attracted to that, right? And so he's like, this is to me, on the one hand, it is a business thing. Yeah. But on the other hand, I treat it like I'm just hanging out, having a good time, and I don't have anything to sell or anything to ask for.
That's agendaless.
And he's like, and funny enough, this seems to be very attractive to the type of people that I really want to have relationships with long term.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, so this guy went from that event, building a really deep friendship with me, with a bunch of other people there. And out of those guys, one of them, who was a really successful entrepreneur, is now his co-founder, and they have a venture-backed company with lots of employees. It's really growing. He's still doing this SEO thing. He's still printing money on the side. He's doing one other guy that's a big investor in his area. He started doing co-investments with him.
Cool.
And another guy started doing a show. Like, they have a video podcast together.
Yeah.
And he went from like a little obscure guy that was doing stuff on eBay and SEO in his like basement to being a really prominent founder in his market and co-founded a business with another guy that's venture-backed, being an investor, doing all this cool stuff. Why? Because he spent time building a relationship, but had nothing to sell. It was as non-transactional as you can be, right? And it's super. It's a super attractive trait, especially with people that are perceived to have status in certain areas, where almost everybody knew you interact with wants something from you.
Yeah.
So the person that doesn't, the person that's just relaxed and cool and chill and fun to be around, that's the person you want to hang out with at that conference, at that meeting, at that whatever. So. Funny enough, if you can just relax and look at this as like not, oh, this is heat and shine, can I get him to tell me what to do about this problem, that problem? You might have a question, that's fair. But if you can just relax and be just fun to be around. Just
be yourself.
Be yourself, right? Be comfortable with that. It can be a really powerful way to get what you want, not immediately, not instantly, but like over a little bit of a longer period of time.
I still come back to this thing where all the advice founders get, the majority of it is opposite of this.
Yeah.
Go in with intention. Make sure you're, you know, making a relationship. And then ask for something. Make sure you add value. It's kind of like all those sales tips.
Yeah.
Right? When you cold email a sales prospect, you're trying to like do some homework.
Yeah.
And get some context. And then you email them, hey, you did blah, 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 or you wrote blah, blah, blah. That was super interesting and related to what we're doing. Hey, want to buy my shit?
Yeah.
Right? And that might be okay when you're trying to sell something, right? Yeah. And that's a numbers game and there's a funnel. Well, I mean, those are the tips I hear. I'm sure you have better tips.
No,
right?
but you're right. I think a lot of people do it with good intentions, right? And the
agreed.
You do have this general advice that, hey, if there's somebody that you want to be connected with, try to figure out what can you do for them and try to build a relationship and try to do all these things. But I think that these pieces of advice are not necessarily fundamentally wrong, but the way you apply them makes a big difference, right? So try to ask yourself, what can you do for them? It's not a bad question to ask, but you always need to be authentic in giving a good answer to this. Like not pretending, oh, I need to come up with some bullshit that I can do. And then I get people all the time that send me an email and they're like, they're offering things to do for me where it's like, it's clear if you really knew me, it's clear that this is not a way for you to help me, right?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in this type of thing, or I've already mastered this thing at a level where I don't need your specific help.
Yeah.
Not to be arrogant about this,
yeah,
but
sure.
If you can't help me, you can't help me. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. And the same thing with relationships, right? I hate the whole thing where somebody's when it's too forced, right? The way for me to build a relationship with somebody is to be genuinely curious about you, like to want to know who the fuck is this person?
Yeah.
Do I like this person? And also, most of the time, the way we're going to build a relationship is not going to be about trying to talk about business. Hey, what SEO strategies have you been deploying lately? That's not going to be a way for us to become friends.
Right.
But also,
well, I got a good one, by the way.
Yeah, of course. But also not by going, hey, Heaton, yeah, how's the weather? Oh, you grew up in New York? Yeah, I always liked New York. Like, it's just,
that's not going to work.
Oh my God, that's not going to work. It's so painful, right?
Yeah.
It's like, let's just be who you truly are. If I like to make stupid jokes, make stupid jokes, and if the person laughs and connects, and if they don't, then that's not going to be a person that's going to want to be around you, and vice versa. Just I think being authentic in all these things, not being too tense, not being too like formulaic in the way that you're like, oh, I'm going to say what the weather was, then I'm going to ask him about his experience at growing up in Africa because I read that in a blog post, and then I'm going to go, can you post a product? Right. That I think people are getting too strategic and they tense up and they dehumanize the person they're talking to and they become themselves more of a robot.
Well, and what I see when I hear that is like, oh, they emailed 5 people.
Oh,
they
nice.
Didn't just
yeah.
email me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can smell that in an
you
email
can smell
really
it, yeah.
fast. And tweets are interesting too.
Yeah.
A lot of people do tweets to a lot of people.
Yep.
All at the same
time
because
yeah,
they have
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm not special.
Yeah.
You didn't just tweet at me. You tweeted at 10 people. Maybe
yeah.
I should ignore your tweet.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I got somebody sent me a draft yesterday on emails to send to people to propose somebody to be a guest on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's so funny. People out there, we get suggestions every day. Like not every day, but we get
yeah.
suggestions every week
yeah.
of
very
people,
often.
People that should be on our show as guests.
Yeah. We don't have
we
guests.
We don't have guests. Right? So it's so obvious that you've never listened to any of this.
Hey, Stella, you want to be the guest on the show?
Yes, you should be next on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, why not? It's interesting. It's contextless.
It is
they
contextless.
They didn't do any homework. They thought it was they got a podcast list.
Yeah.
And they just started emailing.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, so the person sends me this this template and says, this is what I would send out. And the funny thing is, I was like, this is the exact same email that everybody else sends. It's such a common template that it makes it so ineffective. Like when I read this as a host of a podcast, or I'm like, I've gotten this from a million different people. It's always
yeah.
the same fucking
email. I don't think those
right?
people understand.
I don't think they think about this too thoroughly. And maybe they got that email from somewhere.
But
are
you supposed to step in other people's shoes and understand before you send
yeah,
an email?
Empathy.
Like
huh?
step in their shoes. How many podcasts get emails about guests because all
yeah.
of them have guests except
yeah.
ours.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple others. I don't know.
A couple
know.
Others, but
we don't,
rare.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like they didn't do their homework.
Yeah.
Or they didn't even think about the context that we're all getting inundated with the requests.
Yeah.
Sponsorship requests, guest requests, all kinds of stuff.
Now imagine somebody sending an email that says, "Hey, Heaton and Stelly, I know you guys don't do guests. I still have somebody I think you should have on the show. Curious to know why? If not, just ignore this."
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to have guests, but I might reply to that and go,
"Okay,
who
what's
and
up?
Why?
Yeah, who and why? Why? What do you got?
What do you got?
This is interesting. Because we're open.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to do it, but it's interesting. It's a good way to just say the same thing.
Yeah, because it stands out, because somebody's honest and real and authentic and says, "I know you guys are probably not interested in this, but I still felt compelled to send you this email."
Yeah.
I'm like, "All right, tell me more. Why?"
Bonus points for sending one of our podcasts and saying something about it, right?
Yeah,
I think it would be relevant on this topic or something
like
that. Because there's even topics we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe we do want to guess for those.
Yeah.
As an example. So, it's giving tips.
Giving tips.
It's almost tip time. So
there you go.
Let's do it.
All right. So what are our tips to not – well, what is the main advice that we give to people? Don't be transactional, and if you are, be upfront about it. I don't know. How do we sum this up?
I feel like there's a lot of tools to prevent yourself from appearing to be transactional.
Okay.
And people are using the tools the wrong way. So if you want to be relatable, don't talk about how I was born somewhere and you've never been there.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe
yeah.
you can talk about a trip you went to there.
Yeah.
Right? That's cool. That's contextual. That at least helps build some rapport. So I understand the value of that.
Yeah.
But I think people are just blatantly, bluntly just trying to formulaically create these templates and fill in the blanks. So when you're trying to actually, have someone do something for you, because transactional really means I want something from you.
Yeah.
Right? Go actually be a little more thoughtful. Right? About is this, what's the right way for this person to respond? So don't just look at the person was born in Africa, lived in New York, has a startup or whatever. Think about what that person's motivations might be. Like if you know me, I'm happy to help, but I also want to get to the point.
Yeah.
Right? Same with you. Right?
Yeah.
So if you have, you could easily see that in the content I share, you could easily figure that out. Right? I assume. But if you don't put a lens of what's this person's worldview and what's the most likely way they're going to respond to this? You're just creating more noise, and you're just filling in a template. So don't fill in the blanks. It would be my tip.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So my tip is going to be, well, number one, I think that when you're trying to level up or reach people that you perceive to have a lot of influence and power or success, you don't a lot of times empathize with what their world looks like. And their world looks usually like they are usually in huge demand. A lot of people just want things from them. A lot of people treat them in a way that is too much like, "Oh my God, Heaton Shah, blah, blah, blah." So just try to understand that most of these people that are in high demand, the most attractive thing you can do is not to be their fan or to act like the other 1,000 people every week act in their environment or in their close proximity, but just to relax and be a human being and treat them like normal humans, right? That's actually very attractive.
Yeah.
And the other tip that I would give is that when you're in be careful not to rank humans too much in the sense of who is the most important person in this room. That person I'm going to treat incredibly with all my attention, all my energy. And if I deem somebody not to be as important, I'm going to ignore them. You would be surprised how many times that's gonna bite you in the ass.
If you or I see that, we already put a red flag on the person. It's wait, they're just nice to me.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
That's not
cool.
You gotta
be nice to everybody. Otherwise, that's not them.
That's not cool. And also, sometimes you would be surprised how the most lowest status, quote unquote, person in the room could have massive influence over somebody that you think is really important, right?
That's
right. So an intern, somebody that you think is just an intern, might be the key person that you need to influence, right? And I'll give two examples to wrap this up.
Yeah, cool.
One tip was a lot of times at conferences when I'm around other speakers and people ask me who I am when they don't know me, I just tell them I'm the personal assistant of somebody they already know.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Right? I did this to you.
Yeah.
And it's always fun because I want to see the reaction that people have,
that's
right? And sometimes it's so clear that they're like, "Oh, you're the personal assistant. Turn away and move on with your life." And I'm so glad about that reaction because I'm like, all right, I don't have to waste any time with this person.
On.
Right?
Yeah.
Moving on with life. And then, but it's funny when they then realize that that was not the case.
Yeah.
When they try to turn around, I'm not like,
you lost.
That's it. Let's move on with life. And there was a bunch of conferences that I was speaking at where one of our interns was there.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people would come to me and be like, "How can I get an internship at Lozada? How can I get my foot in the door?" And I'm like, "Dude, on the slides, I was showing that there's a guy in the audience that's an intern, right?
Yeah.
remember how it looks like? He's like, yeah, it's the dude over there. I'm like, why